The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, another review of the CW hit show, Arrow. My show is called Talking Arrow. And don't forget, people, it is available on iTunes now. So if you go to iTunes and you search Talking Arrow, bam! It's right there. Feel free to comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I am catching up, people. I'm going to be talking about Season 4's Episode 12, Unchained, that aired February 3rd. I know I'm behind, but I'm getting them knocked out. I didn't say knocked up. I said knocked out. Before I start, spoilers. So just in case you don't want to be spoiled, I got my notes ready. Plus, I'm going to dive into good shows. If you haven't checked it out yet, you should. It's available for the iPhone and Android. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. And some of these reviews on here are kind of short, so I'll read some of those. And, of course, I can't forget about Anna B. Anna B is my friend from Australia. She's a big fan of Arrow. She's always attending all these Arrow functions and meeting Stephen Amell because she knows everybody. But it's cool because I get the inside scoop. We haven't chatted in a while, but hopefully soon we'll be able to get together again on the phone. Let's see, I got her review up for this as well. So let's just dive into it. I've got my notes, and this episode starts off with Nyssa escaping the League of Assassins. I'm a big fan of Nyssa. Anybody that knows me, if you've listened to past recap shows, I think she's hot. I love her. I would have her babies if she would give me the chance. I thought it was cool. How do I put this? I mean, the fight scenes were dope. They were really good. But I thought it was really cool when Nyssa walked up to Tatsu. And I didn't know the name. Okay, now, people, I am not like a DJ Wicked, you know, comics and research, and I'm not like Jesus. I'm not. I'm the person that just, I'm a fan of the show. I watch it. I don't try to look ahead on the Facebook page to see what gets spoiled. No, I don't do any of that stuff. But I did recognize Tatsu from Suicide Squad. So I can't wait for that movie. But it was the red dot on the forehead, the mask and everything else. So I did it a little sum there, and I found out, I was like, yeah, that's the same chick. Which was cool. I like all that tying in kind of stuff, which was pretty badass. Let me see what else. Fia's not feeling very well because of the bloodlust. It's attacking her from the inside. I wish they would just let her kill people. That would just be cool. Just let her off on the hive. Let her off on certain things. I mean, I don't know. Because there have been a couple of arrows in people's backs and chests that I'm like, questionable, like these people are going to survive. So why is it that Thea, everybody else can cause damage, but Thea can't? Curious about that. But yeah, we got the bloodlust doing that stuff. What else? It was definitely great seeing Roy return. I'm glad. Of course, I didn't know who that little parkour guy was jumping from building to building, but when we see the mask come off, bam, it's Roy. So I'm glad Roy is back. I loved how Roy called out Oliver on him being a Debbie Downer. It's cool to see everybody finally getting tired of it, going, oh, yeah, the whole world. Oh, some dog got hit by a car. That's got to be your fault, Oliver. I mean, it's just, you know, just get off that already. But I just love, I mean, what, last episode, Laurel calls him out. Then it's freaking Roy. So I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's see what else. I didn't care too much for the backstory of the Russian chick and Oliver being locked in the cell. I don't really care about that. I know, I have a feeling it's something to maybe do with Constantine and what they're discovering, the Lost Ark. I don't know, but I just, I don't care about that. This particular stuff. I don't care about the flashback. I have here in my notes, cool fight scenes. Double good to have Roy whooping ass. Yes, it was good. Just like Roy was like, feels good to be back. I was feeling the same way. Felt good to have Roy back, which I already mentioned that before, but I'm looking at my notes going down the line. So we got an evil guy, the calculator, Felicity. Has anyone ever seen the movie Hackers? It's such a great movie. Now, I know some of y'all are probably like, that movie's so stupid and cheesy. But from when I saw it, when it first came out, it's pretty badass. It's still classic. Soundtrack is awesome. But the whole back and forth, Felicity taking on the calculator, which happened to be her freaking dad. But the whole back and forth thing definitely reminded me of Hackers. Definitely. So maybe that's what they were doing. I don't know. But that's what I took from it. I definitely love Malcolm Merlyn. I think he's hilarious. I think he's such like a smart ass. But then he's just cool. I like him. But I have a feeling some crap's going to go down soon with Malcolm. Let's see what else. And at the end of this, we have the beginning of Nyssa, and at the end, Nyssa's just like her father. Well, not even like her father. Her father came in back and forth, but it just kind of reminded me of Malcolm. He would just show, remember when Malcolm would just show up at like the secret lair, and all of a sudden Malcolm would just come out of the shadows? It was hilarious. And here's Nyssa. It must be the League of the Assassins. It must be something about them. But yeah, Nyssa just pops out. I mean, you hear her, and then Oliver looks, and there she is by Thea's bed, like, I will give you the antidote, but you must do me one thing. You must kill Malcolm Merlyn. Dun-dun-dun! And there it is. That's the only way Thea's gonna get saved is if Oliver kills Malcolm. I like Malcolm. It's gonna cause a riff in my show. Let's see what else I got here. Let me go to Anna B's email that she sent on February 4th. It's been a long time, but I've held this email here. It says, so with Unchained, Felicity, she's from Australia. So I read it different than, yeah. So with Unchained, Felicity is too smart and beats the calculator and sabotages his web nuke to destroy Star City. Interesting to learn that the calculator is her dad. I know, that was like a huge... When he was sitting next to Oliver at the end, I was like, oh, the dude is like, works for the company. And then, bam, it's her dad. How would that play out for both of them as well as we learn more in future episodes? I already know, Anna. I know you know because this was so long ago, but I watched the next episode already. So, yeah, and I will talk about that shortly. Let's see here. Apparently, Felicity's dad is not back to get to know her, whereas she may like to know him, especially as she has never had a relationship with her father before. Will Oliver be able to kill Merlyn to save Thea, especially as we just thanked him? Yeah, he did. He just thanked him. It was like a sincere thing, thanking him for helping him agree to let Thea make her own choice about her life with the Bloodlust. I still think he will go to Dark for a cure, which we already know that's not how it played out, did it? I know, everybody. I know y'all are like, y'all are so behind. But I don't care because it's better late than never, right? So, yeah. This would have been really cool to read when the show came out. So, Annabee, I apologize. I'm going to the Good Shows app real quick. Exploitist, that's his profile name. He just said that this episode was average. PugG1974, Felicity's dad is the new supervillain. Awesome. Doc and Shadow. Arsenal is back, plus a good scene in the later part. I'd agree. Jesus, he's my fellow podcaster. He's like my co-host. We do stuff together. He also writes for my blog, iWatchMike.com. He's got something called Dysfunctional.com. He wrote 4 months ago, he said, I have to admit that this is one of my favorite shows. Felicity is one of my favorite characters, but so is Thea. This episode centered around both of them, and it was awesome. The viewers learn more about Oliver, but those around him really don't. The calculator is a fascinating villain, and with the great reveal by the end of the episode is just unexpected. Malcolm still sucks. Okay, first, I agree. That was a big drop of the bomb when the calculator wind up being freaking Felicity's dad. Malcolm still sucks. Jesus, no, he doesn't. Well, he kind of does the next episode, but he doesn't die. He doesn't suck in this episode. All right, that's it. That's it. That's my rant, my rave, and then thanks for tuning in. And I've had a spark. That's why I'm kind of like jacked up on stuff. So that's it for this Arrow episode called Unchained. Don't forget, people, like I said earlier, All my podcasts are available on iTunes. I finally got them up there. This one here, Talking Arrow, is on iTunes. Just search Talking Arrow and bam, there it is. And if you don't, if you can't go to iTunes, you can check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And all my shows are there as well. I got a blog, iWatchMike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iWatchMike on Facebook, and of course, Mike the, with a T-H-A, Movie Guy, on Snapchat. So that is it. Shout outs to all the peeps that have been sharing and retweeting and liking and all that stuff. I appreciate it. And shout outs to the VRO.com and, of course, Jesus, according to Kristen.com, all them. They be showing me love. Brancy over at San Diego Comic-Con with Amy. What's up? DJ Wicked. Anna B! We've got to get together soon. If not, we should just do something, Anna B. Maybe I can get Anna B on, y'all. And we can just do like a quick little, what's going to happen in the next season of Arrow, right? That would be cool. Maybe. I don't know. All right, people. Have a great weekend. It is Friday. And I'm gonna keep going. I'm going to keep going forward of Arrow. All right, people. Bye-bye.
The Arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the Arrow.
Oh, you don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.